The General Services Administration and the Office of Personnel Management have issued requests for proposals for two new contract vehicles. They'll create a new way for agencies to buy human resources and training services. The Human Capital and Training Solutions, or HCATS, contracts will replace an acquisition vehicle that's been in place for more than 25 years. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, joins me now with more on this new project. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so it sounds like this is really ripe for replacement if there's a 25-year-old vehicle in place.
We're going to give some credit to OPM, who's run the previous contract called TMA, Training and Management Assistance. They've updated over the last two decades, but basically agencies have used this TMA contract, you know, as it's, you know, different iterations of it, and they've liked it, and they've spent a lot of money on it. And HCATS actually has come in to say, well, let's turn this on its head a little bit, and, you know, because while TMA was broad and had a lot of different functional categories, HCATS is really going to be about customization. And let me just read you a couple things. They split HCATS. Now, there's two contracts, right? You said two RFPs. There's an unrestricted version and a small business set-aside version. And they're both basically very similar. But long story short, Tom, is they're looking at three main things: customized training and development services, customized human capital strategy services, and customized organizational performance improvement. What's the key word through all those three main functional areas?
Sounds to me like it's customized.
Customized, exactly. Now, you might be thinking, well, doesn't the government want to get out of that customization piece? And the answer is yes and no. The yes part is not every agency needs its own contract, and that's why this big GWAC is being put together by OPM and GSA. But at the same time, each agency is just a little different, and they're going to basically pull from the same, if you will, pot of contractors to create their own specific needs based on this broad range, this wide variety of services that fall under HCATS. And I think that's the biggest difference of where this contract is going versus previous ones.
It sounds like with the emphasis on services, though, that it's not really a product contract in the sense of you can buy an off-the-shelf package to do something for HR.
I think there are going to be pieces of it that you can say, hey, I need a learning management system, and in that learning management system, I need modules that do X, Y, and Z. So that's where that maybe the product side comes in. But a lot of it is going to be services. I mean, I don't think what agencies have gotten themselves into a little bit of trouble over the last, you know, two decades is having 9 learning management systems throughout the agency, or having multiple modules of the same thing. And what GSA hopes, and this is where this idea of category management comes in, is instead of buying 9 different learning management systems, there's one, and that can serve the entire agency. I remember talking to the Homeland Security Department's Chief Information Officer, Richard Spires. He obviously left a couple years ago, but I remember talking to him back in 2012 or 2011, and he was talking about HR IT as a prime area for DHS to really reduce the duplication. And he goes, learning management systems, there's 9 of them or 10 of them or something throughout DHS. He goes, that's just too many.
All right. So you also report that this has been in the works for the better part of 3 years. And so is the GSA the cause of the delay, or is OPM causing the delay? What took them so long?
We'll blame everybody on this one. This has been a saga, if you will, of federal contract management and federal contracting. I think this is one of the reasons why vendors specifically get very frustrated. So a little bit of the backstory: the TMA contract had been in the works, again, in place for about two decades. OPM realized that training had changed. They came up with a new RFI, a new draft RFP. They went through the entire process and had bids come in under a contract called CRIS. I don't remember exactly what CRIS stands for, but it was an HR, and again, another HR contract. And all of a sudden, the OPM review of the bid stopped, and vendors were left hanging for about 15 months. And then all of a sudden, the OPM canceled CRIS, you know, they canceled the RFP, and they said, we're going to relook at this. In the meantime, they had suffered something like 11 protests between May and July 2013. So here we go. They release it in 2012. They suffer all these protests in 2013, and then they eventually cancel it in late 2013. GSA comes in, and they work with OPM. They sign a memorandum of understanding to develop an award of contract, and this initial MOU was signed in April 2014. The request for information went out later in 2014, and now here we are in 2015 with two RFPs on the street, and vendors are bidding.
By the way, Chris was the Comprehensive Human Resources Integrated System. I just looked it up while you were answering that question.
I knew it was out there.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And I guess if you back up and look at the bigger picture here, it seems like because of the human capital assessment and accountability framework, which exists, that may not have existed 25 years ago, there's a policy and a sort of cultural background for managing human capital today that's pretty different from the way the federal government did it a generation ago.
And I think you're right. And I think that's been part of this culture change that we've been seeing over the last, 8, 10, 12 years, where, the managing people in a different way, managing the idea of retention and hiring and recruitment all different. And then training has gotten a much more focus area, both in a good way and a bad way, in terms of when the budget cuts came in, training got cut. And now that what we're seeing now is that when budgets are coming back a little bit, training's starting to come back. And there's always been a big demand for the TMA contract. And I think what, OMB, OPM and GSA are doing is saying, we know the demand is there. I think the Office of Management and Budget estimated that agencies spend around $3.6 billion on HR services a year. And I think they said, we should be able to capture a big chunk of that through this contract and put it in a place, again, in the category management world, where it's easy to find, there's resources, really give agencies, make it easier on them to buy these types of services.
And Jason, in your article this morning at federalnewsradio.com, you list six agency objectives that the RFP states that HCATS will meet. And one of them is maximizing the return on investment in training and development, human capital, and this is the key, I think, organizational performance improvements. It used to be you had the organization trying to do what it's supposed to do, and then you had human resources or personnel in the really distant back days that were kind of separate. This seems to bring together the idea of developing human capital as a route to better organizational performance. And maybe that's part of the new culture as to the way the government looks at its missions these days.
And I think that's something that's been happening over, again, the last decade or so. If you think about where the government and really the private sector have been going and looking at people as their biggest asset. You hear that often from deputy secretaries and secretaries saying, well, without the people, we really can't get anything done. And I think that realization is being shown here in the contract to address not just, hey, are they trained? Do they have the skill set? But how do they complement and really run the organization toward their goals and objectives?
And Jason, will this be structured as a multiple award contract for government-wide use?
Oh, yeah. It's actually a five-year base with a five-year option. I would imagine there's going to be dozens of contractors. If you just look at under the TMA, again, Training and Management Assistance contract, the current one in place, the one that's this HCATS is replacing, they had two main functional categories, training and learning systems. Under that, they had 24 companies. Then they had another functional category called human capital, and they had 16 companies under that. Now, of course, there was some overlap, but all the big ones are there. ICF International, IBM, Deloitte, Booz Allen Hamilton, SRA, and then a bunch of small ones as well. And I think the difference between the TMA contract and, of course, the HCATS is there are going to be two separate contracts, unrestricted and a small business set aside, versus the TMA contract, which was just one contract that lists, some odd 40 companies.
And you mentioned, too, that questions about the RFP are due just next week, and bids are due October 16th. So with such a short period for questioning, it seems like most of the pre-RFP back and forth with vendors has already taken place in the 3 years leading up to these RFPs.
We hope so. GSA did use their Interact site, which has been, this is very similar the way they did this to the Alliant contract, where they put out the drafts and they put out questions and they had this ongoing discussion asking, vendors for their insights and inputs, and with the goal of getting to a point where the Q&A is not going to take a month or 2 months or 3 months, but they can actually move from Q&A to looking at bids fairly quickly. And there's a lot of similarities between this contract, HCATS, and again, the Alliant IT services contract. Alliant was a big, broad contract, had a small business set aside portion. And it said, you can do almost any IT under here because we have this so broad, the contract is so broad. I think the same thing's here with HCATS. You can do almost any kind of human resources, human capital, whatever you want to call it, under this contract, because we are putting it in such a broad light.
And who's going to run it? Will it be GSA operating it or OPM?
Correct. GSA will be operating it. OPM's role is around policy, making sure that HCATS meets the policy side of the human capital, human resources of the government. GSA will handle the operational side, and which, of course, Tom, you know, that means a 2% fee for agencies who decide to use the contract. And I wouldn't be surprised, while I have no way to know this for sure, if there's some kind of pseudo mandate to use HCATS coming down, you know, in the next, you know, couple months or year or so. I wouldn't be surprised if that came.
And what is their hope for award date?
Well, they don't say the exact award date in the RFP. If you know, bids are due in October, you got to give them a good 6 months to really look through everything, go back to vendors with questions or whatever. And then, so I would say, late winter, early spring in 2016. And then, of course, the potential of protest is high, because I think this is a very valuable contract for a lot of companies who work in this human capital, human resources space.
All right. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks so much for that update.
Always a pleasure, Tom.